This conversation with Dr. Richard Bates described the process of gasification. His doctoral thesis was brought to my attention a while back. Rather than me doing some injustice trying to summarize it, the good doctor has consented to break it down for us. It's a multi-part series. The first part is an overview, while subsequent parts will feature a discussion about specific applications and engines. Here's the first installment.
Good to see you, Rick.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
I hope you can give us a general introduction.
Yeah, I should be able to do that. Gasification's been around for a couple centuries in one form or another, and it really became prominent, I would say, during World War II, when countries, and mainly in Europe, that didn't have access to petroleum had to devise some other way of running their internal combustion engines, and they used gasification to do that. Gasification basically is heating up biomass with a limited amount of air to drive off the combustible gases, which in the main are carbon monoxide and hydrogen, and burn these gases somewhere else. And the advantages of doing it this way is, for one thing, you can burn the gases at a higher temperature than you would if you were just trying to burn the wood. And the other advantage, of course, is that you don't have all the mess and ashes and everything else when you burn the gases versus burning the whole piece of biomass or wood. Gasifying wood is pretty much like the best or the gold standard for gasification, mainly because it has very little ash residue when you're done. If gasifiers are usually set up so that the wood is burnt in an area and there's a continual feed of wood sometimes, or other times you have to dump more wood in on top of what's there before. But if there's too much ash, it tends to clog things up and make it very difficult to do. So again, gasification is a pretty simple process, really. You're heating up biomass with a very limited amount of air or oxygen or other oxidizing agent. You're using the combustible gases that are driven off to fuel another process remotely. I got my start with gasification pretty much as a hobby. I had read about people powering their cars and trucks on wood, and I just happened to have an old truck that was perfect for trying this out, and I got some scrap metal and so forth and built a gasifier and was able to power the truck on wood. I used charcoal briquette-sized pieces of wood. That is one of the factors that is critical in gasification, is having the appropriately sized chunks of fuel. Dryness is also a factor. The drier, generally, the better. Then I would set it up so that the wood gas, which is driven off of the gasifier, is piped right into the air intake of the engine and is burned in the engine. And pretty much the way it works is about 20 pounds of wood is equal to about 1 gallon of gasoline. 20 pounds of wood in charcoal briquette size works out to about a feed sack. And
how much of a 55 gallon drum would that be? About a half a drum or something?
Feed sack? Oh, no, I don't think it'd be that much. It'd probably be like quarter to a third of a 55-gallon drum.
Okay. Not everybody's going to be familiar with a feed sack, but...
Okay. Or a big dog food bag.
Well, okay, that we've all seen.
That they might have seen, yeah.
Cool. Let me. You sent me some YouTube video links.
Right.
And there were a couple of them that actually had, that were pretty well automated. I mean, they had an area for pre-drying the wood.
Yes.
So does that mean, for example, that you could use totally green wood if you had one of those systems? Would the drying chamber take care of the...
If you had a system, a gasifier set up with enough recycling of heat and insulation, you could burn green wood. Okay. But in practice, it very rarely works out that way.
Okay.
In fact, all of my gasifiers, you're always fooling around with them, getting conditions, because they change quite a bit. You know, you hit a part of the gasifier charge where the wood is a little moister than the rest of it, or the pieces are a little bigger or smaller, then you have to change the settings a little bit.
At this juncture, the conversation turned to specific engines and applications, and we'll begin that exploration in part 2.